Yasher Koch, good morning all. We were discussing some of the laws as they pertain to the Hoshanos that we will, God willing, be starting tomorrow on Sukkot. And so one of the interesting halachos and lo aleinu, which shouldn't be applicable, is if a person is a mourner, and that is whether a person lost someone during the holiday of Sukkot itself, or if a person is in the Yud Beis Chodesh, the 12 months following the loss of a parent, so that person is technically not supposed to go ahead and circle around in the Hoshanos. Now the problem is that we are not allowed to have any sort of outward signs of mourning on Yom Tov. So what does a person in this situation do? So the simplest perspective and the simplest answer is very simple. We always have one person who's standing in the middle holding the Torah. And so therefore, ideally, someone who is the mourner should actually give their lulav and esrog to someone else and or just put it down. And they should be that one to be holding the Torah in the middle so that they are not encircling, but that also they are not outwardly looking like that they are mourning and not being involved in the rest of the congregation. Another element, of course, of the holiday of Sukkot is what we have already begun to discuss and God willing will be experiencing in just a couple of days, and that is Hoshana Rabbah, the final day of Chol HaMoed, and also technically the final day of the holiday of Sukkot itself. And on Hoshana Rabbah, we know we have the seven circuits. We don't just make one circuit around, we make seven full circles around. And so the question is what is the nature of this day? And so our rabbis discussed that although it's not really brought down in the Torah proper, that it has become a quasi-Yom Kippur, in a sense that it's some kind of a day of atonement, or it's at least a day of intense prayer, because as we mentioned, Sukkot is the holiday in which we are judged over the water for the entire year, and so therefore as the culmination of that, we go ahead and treat it as a very serious day. The Chazan will typically wear a kittel, and we use tunes that are relevant for the high holidays. We use it on Hoshana Rabbah as well. And there is therefore this need and this custom that is quite strong, that goes back to the times of Chazal in the early hundreds of the Common Era, in which, if not before that, the idea is that we should treat it appropriately with this same awe, or at least a similar sense of awe, as we do throughout the other high holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because it is its own kind of Yom HaDin, its own day of judgment. There are additional laws and customs as it pertains to the day of Hoshana Rabbah in particular. We know that we have the extra rubber branches that we take and we smack it on the floor. We'll, God willing, discuss that a little bit more following the first days of Yantif, but for now, we will conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.